listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
A rule for everyone. The rule for motives and acts is based upon a fuller understanding of divine science than a mere edict would imply. Understanding and acknowledging this science heightens the utility and influence of the rule. Always require that it be followed mentally as well as outwardly. Subordinate human will to God's wisdom and power. Everyone and every institution is already under God's guidance and therefore must be included in the admonition the rule counsels. No one is outside of this science. All being is mental and spiritual. That fact constituted the double mantle of Elisha. It represented the basis for his dominion over so very much of his experience. And it is the essence of man's God-given dominion over the whole earth. Know that you have this mantle spiritually, and that it is understood and applied through divine science. Recognize the operation of divine principle in human consciousness. Individuality belongs to God and always exists. There is no individual human consciousness. Therefore, it is necessary to see that our fellow man is innocent of the belief that he is a cause or a creator. That is, innocent of the belief that he is a creator of sin. Sin, not man, creates the sinner, and that only in belief. But the belief in sin must be destroyed in order that sin itself may also be made unreal because untrue. Understood innocence and forgiveness combine to give their full and proper aspects. False influence is an inherent aspect of mortal consciousness until human will, unsubordinated to truth, God, disappears. In reality, there is no mortal mind, and consequently no transference of mortal thought and willpower, science and health. Influence must be spiritualized through divine scientific metaphysics. No one is outside of divine science or its laws. Only in belief is there a separation. It's just the belief of separation from the science of being, and therefore from God, good, that pretends the reality of a false influence. Real identity cannot be lost or interfered with by human will operating as amalgamated thought belief in the form of erroneous influence. God's action goes on eternally. Real being is spiritual and spirit. To put everyone and every institution under this rule and leave the outcome to God is scientific and practical. Doing so eliminates any supposed need for human will apart from truth, life, and love, as these represent divine principle. They are non-sensuous and provide the true sense of brotherhood and Christly charity in spiritual unity and oneness. First establishing in thought the rule for motives and acts as your own, you will naturally include others and their divinely directed modes of operation. The rule is given to all mankind, since it operates through divine principle governing all that is real, harmonious, and eternal, science and health. It is scientifically spiritual and is the expression of omnipotence, omnipresence, and omniscience, or spirit, God. There is now no further allowance in divine science for deviation in mental and spiritual approach or in human will from the operation of divine principle. Christian scientists are a law to themselves, not to injure, dominate, or control others, but to do justly, wisely, and lovingly only as God directs. They recognize the light of truth thrown upon the human concept and humbly follow the behests of truth without false judgment, self-conceit, or hidden agenda. They pause, wait on God, knowing that very pause represents not time or space, but a higher humility, with faith leading to spiritual understanding where mortal-mindedness disappears and man in God's image and likeness appears. Wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual power, love, health, holiness, science and health are attributes of God and appear as guideposts in the application of the rule. Erroneous influence naturally and completely disappears as a consequence of spiritual understanding. Wonderfully, the perception of the rule for motives and acts through the lens of divine science finds the divine principle or God operating everywhere and without abatement. It's a rule for everyone. Note, Rule for Motives and Acts, Article 8, Section 1 of the Manual of the Mother Church by Mary Baker Eddy.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.